Good morning. What a service. Does it excite you to see what God is doing and how God is moving? Amen. Go ahead. We want to welcome each of you into this service in person here or online. And there's been a lot said today through the songs that we've sung, through the testimonies, and some of those testimonies, all of them, are powerful testimonies. And it's just amazing to see what God is doing in our midst. We may not always see evidence of what God is doing, but when we have services like this and people standing and giving testimonies, and some of them are powerful, or were powerful, and some of them took great courage in sharing their life or their testimony of what God has done in them. And we all have a story, and they're all 11 of them have beautiful stories to tell and to share. And we just want to praise God for what He's doing. I was asked to give a short message this morning, and it's hard to follow what we've just experienced. But I do want to share just a few verses with you this morning out of Acts chapter 2. And beginning reading at verse 42 and reading through the end of the chapter of Acts chapter 2, see if you can hear the excitement that was happening during this time where Peter stood following the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. People were questioning what was happening. They had misconceptions of what had happened. And Peter stood and he began to preach, and he preached such a powerful sermon, such a powerful message, that hundreds asked him, "What shall we do? Repent and be saved and be baptized." And then, as we find in verse 42, it says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to one another as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God, enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." Father, it is with such joy, God, to see and to hear what you're doing. And God, there needs to be an excitement and enthusiasm, Father, in the church, in the body of Christ today. A God of what you're doing, calling people out of addictions, out of issues, out of problems, out of bondage to sin, and giving them new life in you. To you be the glory. To you be the honor and praise. We sang the hymn, "There's victory in Jesus," to anyone, Lord, seeking that victory today. So, Father, we just pray in these moments. I ask the Holy Spirit to speak your heart this morning, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a lot that we could be, that I could say this morning, but I'm not going to, but just a few things. And as we see the what has happened, we feel the excitement. This is the church in action. Now, I want to, if you looked at your bulletin this morning, our message entitled is Honoring the Lord. And as you look at the background, it is this church, if you notice that, Honoring the Lord. And my comments can be directed to the church at large this morning, but I want them to be directed to Antrim. Antrim is the church here. We are the body of Christ. We are brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen? Amen. And we are in this together. And there may be adversity come, problems may come. Problems come in any relationship, in any setting. And as we were listening to these testimonies and watching people get baptized, I turned and told Martha, "We're really making the devil mad this morning." And you know what? Good. I'm glad he's getting mad. I'm glad he's getting a bruise, a bloody nose or a black eye. I'm glad of that. To God be the glory, what we're seeing, what we're doing. It's that which we can get excited about. Church is not just coming and sitting for an hour and a half, or maybe not quite 2 hours, but that we can come, we can experience the presence and goodness of God and leave here energized and excited about what we were a part of this morning. We've seen and we've heard the baptisms. Yes, we've seen and heard from those that have gone on the missions trips, the Thames, New Mexico, the Bronx, Alaska. This is the church in action. This is Antrim in action. Not just focused inwardly, although we can be and we should be. And what I mean by focused inwardly is that we're sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. We're sending out from here to see that there are things outside of our four walls. It is not just an inward focused church, but it is an outwardly focused church, going to our Judea and our Samaria. And we cannot forget those service ministries as Stan Flinner. I mean, I think that's utterly amazing that with your help, everyone's help here, that we raised, or you raised, and were able to give over $41,000 to people in need. Is that amazing? Can we have a little more excitement? Amen. God sees, God takes notice of everything, whether large or small, that we do in His name, and we do it for His honor and His glory. We may not all be able to physically go to different places, but we can all pray. We can all give and support those that do go. It's exciting and amazing to see what the church can accomplish when we choose to dwell in unity. When we choose to dwell in unity. That's the key. Psalms 133:1 says, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live together in unity." God is good. Amen? God is good. And it is good and pleasing and honoring the Lord when we choose to dwell in harmony and unity. I choose to do that. You choose to do that. That does not mean that we all agree on everything. There are as many different opinions as there are flavors of ice cream. And there are a lot of them. And we have different opinions about things. And you may feel that your opinion is better than mine, or I may feel mine's better than yours. But let's look at them together, and which one is the best, that's the one we choose to follow. And I should not be as proud or arrogant and say, well, it's either my way or the highway. It's not about your way. It's not about my way. It's about God's way. And God's ways are so much higher and so much better than yours and mine. We just need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and direct. Give Him permission to guide us in the perfect will of God. That's what we need to do. We're not always going to agree again. But we all must come into agreement on one thing. And that one thing is our purpose. Our purpose as the body of Christ. Our purpose as the church here at Antrim. I'm pretty sure that Antrim has a purpose statement. And as the body of believers here, that should be our focus. Honoring the Lord Jesus Christ. Give Him honor and praise. He is worthy of it all. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our glory and honor. We honor the Lord in all we do, preaching and teaching the gospel, seeing people come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ, helping, sending, and serving. And we've certainly seen and have been a part of that this morning. And it's just, again, it's so exciting to see this and to hear it, how going on mission trips can touch and even affect those that go. So it's exciting. There is power and strength in the community of believers. But that power and strength can only be experienced when we choose to dwell in unity. That's when we see the Spirit of God move. James 3:16 says, where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. I don't want that to see that in the body of Christ. I don't want that to see that in Antrim, that there is no strife, but there is a choosing of dwelling in unity and not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us. Could I have an amen? Amen. I'm almost done. This is achieved by loving one another and choosing to dwell in unity. Choosing to dwell in unity. In Philippians chapter 3, we find Paul's writing, and it is, to me, Paul's declaration of what his heart's desire is, a personal heart's desire. This could be my heart's desire. This could be your heart's desire. This could be the cry or the desire of Antrim Brethren in Christ Church. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, Paul is saying, he says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings. I pray that that's your desire. That's mine. I want to know Christ. I want to know his victories. I want to know his sufferings. There is suffering. We will suffer in this life as followers of Jesus. Being a follower of Jesus does not immunize you from suffering, from trials, tribulations, or tests. But we have someone to go through in those things that we can find peace and comfort and strength and wisdom and direction. So we want to know Christ and the fellowship of suffering, sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, a death to self. We have to die to self. And so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead, Paul says in verse 12, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on. I press on. I've not already altogether attained all that God has tapped me on the shoulder to do. We as a church at Antrim have not attained all that God has for us to do. But we're moving toward that. I've not attained all that God has for me. I'm not maybe where I should be, but thank God I'm not where I was. Antrim's not where it should be, maybe completely, but thank God we're not where we were. Amen? But Jesus took hold of me. Jesus took hold of you. Jesus took hold of these 11 individuals. Jesus took hold of this church for a purpose. And we have to allow him the privilege and the honor and the liberty to guide us and to lead us in that purpose. But he says, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Forget what is behind. Do not be a backward-looking individual. Your past is your past. Your past has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Do not look at your past. Be a forward-looking individual. Let us be a forward-looking church. Amen? Forget what is behind. Whatever it's been, forget that. Let's look forward to what God has in store. I believe that God has some great things in store for Antrim. Do you believe that as the body of Christ? Amen. Let's let him fulfill his will, his perfect will for us. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. In closing, I've heard people say that a long time. 30 minutes later, they're still in closing. But I'm saying in closing, we've seen some awesome things this morning. We've heard some awesome things. I'm telling you, these testimonies touch my heart. They touch my heart. And you may be here this morning and you don't have maybe a clue what these people are talking about. Today could be your day. Today could be your day of experiencing what these precious 11 people, or many in here, have. And that's experiencing Jesus Christ, the hope of the world. You know, we're hoping in this individual, that individual, we're hoping in this party, that particular party, we're hoping in things that cannot deliver eternal hope. Jesus Christ is the only person that can deliver eternal hope, because he is eternal hope. He is our living hope. And as the service comes to close, if you'd like to pray, you're not sure, you'd like to pray to receive Christ, myself, Pastor Casey, Pastor Jason, someone would love to pray with you that you might leave here today a new creation in Christ. The old gone, all that's before you is new. Amen. Father, thank you so much. You are a great and mighty and awesome God. To you be the glory of all that we've seen and heard today. You deserve the credit. You are worthy of it all. And we want to thank you for it, Father, today. In Jesus' precious name, and all of God's people said, amen, amen.